Marhaba, and welcome to the Matrix Green Pill, where real people connect.
Hello, and welcome back to the Matrix Green Pill podcast. Shireen here with you as your host today. I'm so excited to introduce to you Shweta Subram, or as many of you might also know her as the voice of Jalebi Baby in the viral Tisher song. But this is just a small part of Shweta's journey as an artist. She has had multiple debuts in Bollywood music, is the recipient of multiple awards, and has even sang the Canadian national anthem in front of the Indian Prime Minister Modi and former Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper. Shweta, welcome, and thank you so much for joining me today.
Yeah, hi, Shireen. Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be talking to your listeners on your podcast.
We're super excited to have you on. Before we dive into your story, could you please introduce yourself and tell our audience about your background and how you ended up here in the UAE?
I was born and I grew up in Dubai. You know, I'm a Dubai girl. So I went to school here. I was here for a good 14 years of my life. And then my parents decided to migrate to Canada. My background, my parents, they're of South Indian origin. Growing up, I never imagined I'd become a singer. Being an only child, my parents were very determined to make me an all-rounder. So they got me involved in like multiple activities. I was learning Carnatic music. I was learning Bharatanatyam dancing. I was going to all these spiritual classes. I was doing it all. I remember thinking as a kid that, man, you know, I should despise going to all these classes because it would take away from my playing time. And singing really was just a hobby for me for the longest time. But then after we moved to Canada, I actually participated in this competition. It was a North American-wide singing competition. It was organized by a very well-renowned group from India called Sangam Kala Group. I won that competition. It was a four-month-long ordeal, and that changed it all. And as they say, the rest is history. So that's a little bit about how my journey began from Dubai and then moving on to Canada and how music became a part of my life.
My next question was actually going to be about that start, about how did you discover that you have a singing talent?
Well, I belong to a very musical family. My dad's side of the family, there's a lot of professional singers. I would term them as very serious singers because they've learned classical music. They've learned Carnatic music. They've been practicing it for years. Nobody ever took the commercial route. I don't think anybody ever thought of joining the movies or doing anything in Bollywood or Hollywood. As they say, the music bug in me, thanks to my family. My parents didn't really sing. They have a great ear for music. They love music, but never sang. I remember that my mom was keen I learn music, but only as a hobby. When I decided to take it professionally, after winning this competition, it was sort of something that had opened my eyes to taking music a little bit more seriously. So despite going to university and, you know, getting a degree in finance, marketing and psychology, and even doing a corporate job, I think I followed my heart. I trusted my instincts and I actually went on to taking music professionally and doing it full time.
So what you're saying is you didn't straight away decide that you wanted to pursue a singing career. This was something that you've gradually got to.
I think I took that leap of faith in music very late in my life. Being a child to South Asian parents, they're all about getting your degree and making sure that you're financially stable. My parents were, you know, you can follow your heart and you can do whatever you want, but it's very important for you. It's essential for you to first get a degree. I think I would have gone to music earlier if I had their support earlier on, but I kind of saw where they were coming from. I mean, I'm the only child and they wanted to make sure that I was independent, I was financially stable. I decided to complete my degree and then I did a couple of corporate jobs. I was working for a financial institution. And then interestingly, music came calling to me because I was offered a job as a radio jockey and a producer for a Bollywood show. I remember it was quite an important job that I had because I was doing the drive home shows in the evening between 4 and 6. Listeners call me and talk to me and request for all kinds of music from the movies. So I remember enjoying that job so much. Like I never felt like it was a job because music was my passion. I really enjoyed that so much that I said, you know, moving on from here, anything I do has to be connected with music. And that's how I slowly went on from becoming a radio jockey and then to becoming a singer and then pursuing my passion for music and never looking back.
That's pretty great that you already knew that you had this passion, but that you got to experience other types of things throughout your life as well. Like you said, being a radio jockey and also working in finance. So you can say, you know, down the line, you'll have no regrets because you got to try things.
That's right.
So would you say the performance that you spoke about earlier, was that the first big break for you?
That was a competition. So obviously it was quite nerve-wracking initially. I mean, I used to participate in school competitions and I used to bring the trophy for my school all the time. I was a typical child. I was just like, oh, you know, I enjoy singing. I love singing. Seems like I'm good at it. And I used to be very proud bringing the trophy for school. But after moving to Canada and participating in this competition and winning it, I guess that's when there was that moment for me where I felt like, you know what, I can do do this for the rest of my life. And yeah, that's sort of how I got that realization. And because that competition took me to India, I got to network with a lot of people there as well. And I was a part of a reality show in India as well. I remember so many of the people in the industry were telling me that, we've got such a good voice, you sing so well. It's crucial for you to move to Mumbai if you want to make a career out of Bollywood. Obviously, I didn't do that. That's a whole different conversation. I was lucky enough, I was fortunate enough that despite living in North America, living in Canada, I got so many opportunities, so many doors open for me. So I can only imagine what would have happened if I moved to Mumbai, you know.
That was actually going to be my next question. In terms of Bollywood, what was your Bollywood debut, or how did that start for you? Because I know you did feature in a couple of songs as well for movies. And you mentioned a show, right, as well, a series. Could you give us a bit more in terms of that?
Yeah, so it's interesting how it happened with me. Before touching up on Bollywood, I'd like to mention that actually in 2011, while I was in Canada, I got the opportunity to actually perform at the IFA Awards, the Indian International Academy of Films. It was really a dream come true, because I remember IFA was happening in Toronto, and music director Salim Suleiman happened to check out my songs on YouTube. I had written and composed and sang two songs just for the fun of it, you know. I remember in 2010, I was sitting at home and I guess I was wearing my creative hat. I don't know what happened, but I decided to write two songs, and then I took it to a producer in Toronto and he helped me put the entire thing together. I made some music videos as well, and I just put it on YouTube for the fun of it. And the Salim Suleiman, the music directors, they're pretty well renowned in Bombay and the industry. Their team happened to see my videos and asked me that, would you like to perform with us at the IFAs? And I just couldn't believe it. It was such a real moment, like standing on the IFA stage. And I remember the entire film fraternity was in front of me. Like I saw everyone from Shah Rukh Khan to Karan Johar to Hema Malini. Just seeing all these personalities that you see on the big screen sitting there and watching you was really unbelievable. So that's when I got a taste of Bollywood. It was in 2011. I didn't do much about it later. After that, I was just enjoying the glory. And I remember I was visiting Mumbai in 2015. It was supposed to be a shopping trip, and I was at the airport, and a friend of mine, actually, his name is Bharat. He's an excellent programmer. He's worked on multiple Bollywood films. He called me and he said, hey, where are you? And I was like, weirdly enough, I'm actually in the airport making my way to Mumbai. That's crazy, because you're working on this film with Bollywood actor Ayushmann Khurrana. It's called Hawai Zada, and the song needs female vocals. So, you know, do you mind just coming to the studios? I remember I dropped my bags, I headed to the studios, and I dubbed my lines, and the entire team loved it. Fortunately, from what I was told that Ayushmann and his team, they were following my covers on social media. I actually covered a couple of his songs and they loved my work. So that's why they were happy to have me on board. And that was my first debut in Bollywood. The song was called Dil In Adan, and I was ecstatic.
I mean, wow, of course, that sounds incredible. And I can't imagine what it's for you to see all these people that you've seen, like you said, on the big screen. I always wonder about that, because I've never met any celebrities in my life, but I always wonder about what that feels like to actually meet them after seeing them only on TV. But for you to have to perform in front of them, I mean, were you nervous, or is that not something that you feel when you perform? It's kind of your space.
So generally, I'm not nervous because I love being on stage. I'm very much a person that wants to go out and about and be between people and, you know, sing. And I'm a very social person as well. So I wasn't nervous. But, you know, in this case, I was a little anxious, a little nervous, only because someone has this leap of faith with you. There are these music directors who have been working in the industry for years, and they want you to render or for you to deliver a song that they have composed. So obviously they have a vision. They have it in their minds of how they'd like the song to sound and how it should be performed. So, you know, there was a bit of pressure for me on that end, because I wanted to make sure that they were happy. I wanted them to believe that it was the right choice for the iPhone. I was a little nervous about that bit, but no, I love being on stage. So I wasn't nervous about the entire fraternity sitting there and watching me. In fact, it was a thrilling moment for me. I think it was just that I wanted them to feel proud and feel like they made the right choice by having me perform their song.
That's really, really great. And of course, I'm sure that every artist has their own kind of space in their head that they go into when they are performing. I want to know, apart from the pros of being an artist, what would you say are some of the challenges that are associated with being a performer or a singer?
All of us have good and bad days, you know, be it in any profession. And being a singer, being a vocalist, especially when you're the lead vocalist, I think the challenge is that you have to always be at your best. And we're all humans at the end of the day. So, you know, sometimes we have a sore throat. Sometimes we have, you know, we have some emotional baggage that we're carrying with us. Sometimes there's things going on in our life. Despite that, forget everything when we go on stage or when we go in front of camera. I think that those are some of the challenges that, you know, no matter what's going on in the personal front, you sort of have to give it your 100%, because you never know what opportunity leads to a bigger opportunity, right? That's one of it. And secondly, for me, I think one of the challenges was that as much as I've been lucky and fortunate that despite living in Canada and the US and in Dubai, opportunities have come to me, I think It doesn't happen very often, really. It is very important to be in Mumbai if you want to pursue Bollywood. My challenge has been leaving my parents alone and moving to Mumbai because I'm the only child, as I was mentioning in the beginning as well. So I've never had the heart to do that because I believe that if I go to Mumbai, even though I'm physically present there, my mind's always going to be thinking about how my parents are doing and are they doing okay? Is anyone taking care of them? I feel that responsibility being the only child. I would say that that's been the biggest challenge for me because ideally, there's so much work in Mumbai and there's so many opportunities there. And I've been fortunate to network with a lot of them through social media and through the events I've done living abroad. I think I would do wonders if I moved to India.
Do you think you're ever going to look back on this and have any regrets about not possibly trying it out and moving to Mumbai, as you said?
No, actually, to be honest, it's a decision I have taken, no matter what the reasons are. It's the decision I've taken. I'm very aware of the decision I've taken, and I need to take full responsibility of it. That being said, I have a long way to go, so I'm not going to shun the options of moving to India. I still have time, and hopefully we can put COVID behind us soon. And I live in Dubai, which is fortunately not very far from Mumbai. So I may actually make that shift and I may pursue it in the near future. So I'm probably going to do it at some point in my life.
That's great. Of course, you should never rule anything out 100%. But I guess I couldn't let you go without asking about Jalebi Baby. It's something that went viral, so it's a pretty big deal. But how did this opportunity come to you and how was the whole experience with the song? Been for you?
The whole experience has been great. In fact, this is the second song of mine that's gone viral. I'm not sure if many people know, but my first big song that went viral was actually with a group called The Piano Guys.
I did see that.
That song was such a dream come true to work with them. In fact, I remember when they had called me and said they came across my videos and loved my work. Such amazingly talented guys and such wonderful souls. So I always say, thank you, God, for that opportunity. Thank you, Serendipity. It was beautiful. We decided to experiment with Indian music and the way we created Indian version of Don't You Worry, Child was fabulous. So that was my first project that went viral at that time. And now with Jalebi Baby, yes, it has been overwhelming. I remember a friend of mine had mentioned Tesher to me and she said, you know, he's a Canadian guy as well, a Canadian artist. You must check out his work. I was a little surprised initially that I didn't hear of him. And then I went online and SoundCloud and heard some of his stuff. And I said, wow, this guy's good. So I wrote to him, congratulating him on all his, you know, soundtracks and his works. At that point, he had asked me, he had actually researched my music as well. It's all about being at the right time, at the right place. And it couldn't have been any better in the sense that he was actually working on Jalebi Baby at that time and looking for a female voice. And interestingly enough, my voice texture was what he was looking for. So he said to me, listen, I believe that you could be the voice of this song and I want you to record your parts. And during that time, we were in lockdown. We were at our homes. I wasn't planning to go to a studio, but fortunately I had all the rent at home. Very simple though. I literally had my microphone on my laptop with my Logic Pro software. I remember I was sitting in my dining area and I said, okay, it's going to take 15 minutes of my time. I'm just going to record my vocals and send it across to him. I did send him a couple of options. And the next thing I know, he said, yeah, great. I like it. I love it. I've gotten your vocals. But I never knew what was going to happen next because he didn't really keep in touch post that. And then a few weeks later, it was Diwali and a friend of mine actually hears the track Jalebi Baby. Not just my friend, a lot of my social media followers and fans, they all wrote to me saying, you know, is that your voice on this track? Because it sounds like you. And I was shocked. I didn't know that everything was going to turn around so soon, especially because we didn't speak after my recording. So yeah, that's what happened. The track was released. People went bonkers. Like it was, you know, topping every chart you can imagine. And then a few months down the road, like very recently, he did a version with Jason Derulo as well. I remember at that time, I wasn't sure if my voice was going to make it in the Jason Derulo version, but it made it there as well. So, you know, here I have two tracks with my voice on it. And it's the hook of the song. And everyone, the kind of love and adulation I've been getting is unbelievable. Because I remember when Tesha reached out to me, he said to me that I was going to be singing background vocals. So, you know, I didn't think much of it. But when the song came out, it clearly wasn't background. It was actually the hook of the song. And everyone tells me that, you know, the song has a lot of lyrics in it. It's difficult to remember everything. But the one thing they remember and the takeaway from it is Jalebi Baby. And they really liked how I rendered the style in which I rendered those two words. And it's really been overwhelming, actually.
You know how you know a song is good when it gets viral because you can't get it out of your head. It's just constant. I mean, obviously it's playing everywhere, so it's very hard not to get it out of your head. Of course, you know, it was all over TikTok and Instagram reels with all the different, well, it became like a challenge. So I guess that's kind of what a lot of artists also have started to aim towards, where their song can make it onto TikTok and Instagram reels, because that's how you really get it out there. I mean, did you participate in the challenge yourself?
No, I didn't. After I recorded my vocals, I just said, okay, I've heard enough of the song. Because, you know, sometimes, you know, as much as you love the song, you know, it gets to you when you hear it day in and day out. And there's enough people out there making Insta reels and TikTok reels, like you're saying, enough covers. So even to date, I get tagged so much where people are asking to share, you know, their dance covers and their funny covers on the song. I'm getting a good dose of the song already that I don't think I would participate in any challenges for now.
No, fair enough. I completely understand. But I guess I want to know, do you see yourself doing more songs with the Hollywood crowd down the line?
Yeah, I mean, I would love to. You know, I'm all about collaborations. I'm all about working with artists of different genres. So not just Hollywood. I mean, and now, you know, I live in Dubai and I'm very keen on working with musicians and artists from the Arab world as well. In fact, I met some really amazing artists here. We're discussing the possibilities of working together. So for me, see, it's all about music. Music is a language. Be it Hollywood, be it Bollywood, be it Middle Eastern music. The notes are the same. The foundation is the same with music. So I'm always open to working with musicians from all genres.
That's great. And like you said, the scope is endless. It is universal. I feel like especially now, a lot of artists are collaborating from completely different parts of the world where they sing in different languages together. So it has become very beautiful and collaborative in that sense. So of course, the possibilities are endless, as you said. So Shweta, what are some of your future goals or what's next for you? If you can give us a teaser.
Well, I'm working on a bunch of songs, actually. I'm working on my own songs. I'm working on some covers. I'm working on a Tamil song. Like I said, you know, I don't believe in having any boundaries with languages. So I'm actually working on many different languages. Apart from that, I'm also looking at collaborating with other musicians. I am in talks with some other artists across the world. So yeah, there's a lot in the pipeline. I'm a little superstitious that way. I don't talk about my work before I release it because I find that, I know it might sound silly to a lot of people, but I find that the minute I talk about a project, it doesn't work out.
No, I completely get it. Yeah, no, of course. I feel the same with everything in life. Like if you're waiting for that job offer to come through, don't tell people about it.
Exactly. Get the offer. Yeah, I so believe in that. And that's why for now, all I'd like to say is that I am collaborating with people. I am working on lots of music as well as some covers because, you know, a lot of people request for me to sing certain Bollywood songs. They'd like to hear my interpretation or my version of it. So I am taking popular songs and covering it as well. So there's a lot in the pipeline for sure.
Well, that's exciting. And well, I guess thank you for giving us just enough to keep us hooked and waiting for your next thing.
Of course.
Well, thank you for answering the questions that we had for you. We've actually come to a segment of our show where I will ask you a couple of rapid fire questions. So it's like a little game show that we like
to
play. Yeah, it's just a few questions. Don't worry. Okay, so first one is, what is your favorite shower song right now?
Oh, wow. Believe it or not, this has been my favorite shower song for a very long time. I love singing this song called The Madam Maskalandar. It's an iconic song and I find that I'm humming that song number of times, not just in the shower, but if I'm the elevator, I'm singing that song.
Okay, great. So if you could have dinner with anyone in the world, who would it be?
Oh my. If there's one person I could have dinner with, the reason I would choose this person, Shah Rukh Khan, not because I'm a fan, but because I think there's a lot to learn from him. More than his acting, I think the way he markets himself, he's not just an actor. He's also an entrepreneur. The strategies, the way he thinks and, you know, the way he presents himself in the movies. I mean, that guy is brilliant. And that's how he survived in the industry for years, despite not having a godfather in the industry. I think there's a lot to learn from him. I would love to chat with him and get some inspiration of how he's evolved in his journey.
Amazing. Well, I mean, he definitely did something incredible because obviously as someone who doesn't watch that much of Bollywood, but that is one person that I'm pretty sure most people all over the world know. So he's definitely made his mark, as you said, as an entrepreneur and an actor, not just in Bollywood, but in the world.
In the world, that's right. Yeah.
Okay. And the last one is, what is one thing you do every day, no matter how busy you are?
Oh, I do my riyas, my music practices. Music is my life. My voice is my asset and I have to maintain it because this is my work and I believe in worshiping my work. So the only way I can do that is by spending some time, even if it's 30 minutes or an hour, although I'm supposed to do more, I'm supposed to spend like 2-3 hours every day. But recently things have been a little ridiculously busy with, you know, Jalebi Baby success and all of that. So no matter what, I wake up in the morning and I do my music and I always meditate. That's the other thing I do every day. I meditate and I do my music.
Wonderful. Okay. Well, thank you so much for playing along. I hope that wasn't too difficult.
I enjoy the rapid fire rounds. Trust me. I loved it.
Awesome. Okay. So just before we wrap up, let's do our green pill moment. So Shweta, what green pill advice would you give to your younger self?
I'd say a couple of things, actually. The most important thing is to take a leap of faith in yourself. If I could rewind a few years and do a few things a certain way, I would change that. Because, you know, it can be scary to feel like we have nothing else and no one else to rely on but ourselves. I believe that whatever that may be, you cannot rely on someone else but yourself to make that come true. And sometimes the bigger the dreams are, I believe that it's scarier for us to take a leap of faith and jump. That's my biggest advice to my younger self, that you've got nothing to lose. lose, but everything to gain. Trust your instincts. And if you fail, what's going to happen? You're going to become smarter. And if you succeed, I believe you'll gain even more self-confidence. Of course, the emotional and financial rewards are there. You'll never know, you know, the limit of how much you can achieve until you take that leap of faith in yourself. So invest in yourself. See life as a progressive journey. You can achieve anything you set your mind to.
That's really, really great advice. I think that applies to everyone out there, young or older. So thank you for that. And thank you for sharing your story with us. I definitely enjoyed it very much. And I'm sure that the audience will as well. And just before we say goodbye, could you share your social media handles of where the listeners could follow you?
Yeah, sure. So my name is Shweta Subram. So it's pretty simple. Just, you know, type in my name on Instagram, on YouTube, on Facebook. I can spell it out for you guys. It's S-H-W-E-T-A, Shweta. That's the first name. And last name is Subram, S-U-B-R-A-M. So do go follow, hit that subscribe button on YouTube. And please send me any requests you have, because, you know, I love singing live for my audiences. I do a lot of live videos as well.
Do you mind singing something for us right now?
Sure, sure, sure. I'd love to. I was hoping you'd ask.
Yes. I wanted to leave it as a treat for the end.
Is it okay if I sing a song like a Bollywood movie or something like that?
Of course, of course.
Okay. Bichhde re to बस कल परसो जियोंगे मैं कैसे इस हाल में बरसों मौत नई तेरी याद क्यों आई है लंबी जुदाई चार दिन आंदा प्यार और बड़ी लंबी जुदाई लंबी जुदाई होठों पे मेरी जान दुहाई है लंबी जुदाई चार दिन आंदा प्यार और बड़ी लंबी जुदाई लंबी जुदाई लंबी जुदाई लंबी जुदाई.
Wow, that was beautiful. Oh my God, it was like I closed my eyes and just, it was like mesmerizing. So, so beautiful.
Thank you so much
for singing for us. And thank you so much for joining us today. We wish you all the very best and can't wait to see what else you come up with down the line.
No, of course, I'll keep you posted. And thanks for having me. And a big thank you to all your listeners on your podcast. I hope we connect soon again.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay, take care, Shireen. Bye-bye.
If you enjoy our conversations, please like and subscribe. See you next Wednesday.